Get on board. For the first time in over a decade, you can cruise from Philadelphia. Norwegian Cruise Line returns to the city today as the Jewel takes its first sail out of the new departure port in Delco. Baby, let's cruise. Now here's the thing, there are multiple itineraries, but one includes a Philadelphia city tour and a trip to Longwood Gardens to start off the cruise. Then it heads down to Bermuda or Canada. So after spending the weekend in the city as a tourist, you can head out to sea. Sounds like a win-win to us. We'll have all the info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. If you're staying in town, though, there's plenty here to keep you on the move.
Everyone asks me all the time, are you afraid of AI? Not understanding things is helpful to not being worried. I have to point that out. I'm more worried about human intelligence.
Writer and cultural critic Fran Lebowitz is at the Keswick Theater in Glenside tonight. She's in conversation with Fresh Air's Anne-Marie Baldonado. You can expect Fran's acerbic wit and unapologetic takes, so buckle up. They take the stage at 8. Friday night, well, it's for music lovers only. Lily Allen comes to the Met Philadelphia on a preview tour at intimate venues around the country. She'll be singing her latest album, West End Girl, in its entirety.
And now we're all here. We've moved to New York. We found a nice little rental near a sweet little school. Now I'm looking at houses with 4 or 5 floors. And you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours.
It's inspired by her devastating divorce, and while that sounds like a downer, she's a great songwriter with a stellar voice, so that helps. If you missed this one, she'll be back in September at Xfinity Mobile Arena. This show starts at 8. Saturday begins with food, as all great Saturdays do. Panda Fest is back with the best of Asian street food performances and plenty more. It's at Dilworth Park on Saturday and Sunday, and the ticketed event includes over 160 food and merch vendors. And, of course, a giant panda. Attendees, well, they even get free panda swag. Panda Fest goes Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6. Macho like Randy! Sunday brings more food at the Manyuk Street Festival. It runs along Main Street with what they promise are Philly's top food trucks and 6 live musical acts across 2 stages. The fest goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. World Circus Day is on Saturday, and as you can imagine, the Philadelphia School of Circus Arts is celebrating. There are 2 performances, one that's family-friendly, inspired by Philly circus history, and the second is more of an adult circus meets cabaret kind of show. The first performance is at 5, the second at 8:30.
All right, gentlemen, let's get on with it. Which of us will write our Declaration of Independence?
Mr. Adams, I say you should write it. To your legal mind and brilliance we defer.
Is that so? Well, if I'm the one to do it, they'll run their quill pens through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked, you know that, sir.
Yes, I know.
Just in time for our nation's 250th birthday, 1776, the musical comes to Walnut Street Theater. If you think it's about our founding fathers, you're right. But having Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams struggle to create our democracy with music just hits different. Yes, you've seen Hamilton, but this is another take on history in a show that's been around since 1969. It goes through May 31st. Since we love the arts, we'll be heading over to Springfest, the annual Philadelphia Film Society's event that brings local and global filmmakers to town. Starting on Friday, there are parties, networking events, and Q&As. The movies, they run the gamut from horror with Severance star Adam Scott and Hokum to Cookie Queens, a doc about a Girl Scout troop that takes cookie sales very seriously. The festival goes through next Thursday. After getting your fill of the arts, Sunday provides a good time for a good cause. A new pour comes to the German Society of Philadelphia. The tasting event features beer, wine, and spirits benefiting the Pink Boots Society. That's the organization that helps women in the fermented beverages industry. The event goes from 3 to 7.
Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
UK, stand up. We have 2 British singers in town, and this one made history at the BAFTAs by winning the most awards in one night. We're talking Ray, who's generating international acclaim as an indie artist. She'll be at the Met Philly on Sunday night. The show starts at 7. We're winding down our show, but not before we let you know to head to whyy.org/things to do for more details on what you've heard and to find out where Demi Lovato's going to be on Saturday. It's a girly weekend, I tell you. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Sipping on Chardonnay 2016, baby. So when I could dream, baby, somehow I'm so captured by